is totally contrary to that. In this day and age, we find a group of people whom we know as the Rawatibs, the Shias. They divide the Sahaba Ikram of the London place. They run them down, they insult them, and they consider insulting the Sahaba Ikram of the as an act of virtue. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prophesied this in one hadith. They mentioned 15 signs of Qiyamah. Among them, لَحَنَ آخِرُ هَذِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. That the latter people of that Ummah will curse the earlier people. And that's happening. The Shias are cursing the Sahaba Ikram, radhiyallahu anhum ajma'een. How can they hope to remain within the fold of Islam? With these disparaging remarks about the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'een. About the Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu ajma'een. Was a companion of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during Hijrah. That is name, إِذْ بُنَا فِي الْقَرَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِسَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. But what do the Shia say? In fact, they are refuting these verses. In their books they write that they are forced to have a Quran in particular. That we alienate ourselves from, we distance ourselves from each other, first Sahaba, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Muawiyah. And even among the people of Sahabiyya, they say we distance ourselves from certain ladies of the Sahaba, from Aisha, from Hafsa, Allah, both the wives of the late Prince also. From Hind, Radiallahu, the wife of Sufyan, Radiallahu, mother of Muawiyah, Radiallahu. We distance ourselves from them. And the Shia say, until a person that God distance himself from his Sahaba, his Imam will not be accepted. We go further to say that the Imam Mahdi will return, or rather, Imam Mahdi will arrive. He will appear in the world. What we first ask, na'udhubillah, will be to exhume the body of our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha Siddiqa Radhiyallahu Anha, and na'udhubillah, we will flog her for adultery. When the Quran is revealed an entire ruku in Surah Nur, to declare the innocence, the chastity of Aisha Siddiqa Radhiyallahu Anha. So in fact, they are refuting even the ruku of the Quran. How can they be Muslim? After the fall of Islam, with such remarks, with such statements, the Shia say in the Quran, where Qarun and Fir'aun are mentioned, Fir'aun refers to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, na'udhu billah, and Qarun refers to Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. They have not even spared Jibreel al-Islam. They have even spared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say Jibreel al-Islam was supposed to bring the revelation to Ali radiallahu ta'ala. But by mistake, he took the revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can a Mishra make such a mistake? If he makes a mistake once or twice, but not for 23 years, this is blasphemy even against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 23 years, that means Allah was not aware that Jibreel al-Islam was taking the wahi to the wrong person. These people out of all Islam, that fear can be made of them. Because they do not believe that Jibreel brought the message to the right person. They say brought to the wrong person. They believe the 12 imams. This is the 12th imam is concealed himself in a certain place in a remote part of the world. They say when you will come, you will delete certain portions of the Quran, indicate that these portions of the Quran were added on. When we heard the Quran verse, Inna rahmatasana dhikra wa inna lahu hafizun, Allah has promised to safeguard the Quran. How can a person say that verses have been added on and they will be deleted? Such people out of the fold of Islam. Imam Ali Kabir Kamsam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولْ لَهُمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. When you hear people insulting my Sahaba, say to them, may Allah Ta'ala's curse descend upon your evil. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رضي الله تعالى عنه رضي الله عنهم وعنهم عنه. مهاجر الأنصار, the earlier ones, and those that came after, every Sahabi had been given a certificate, رضي الله عنهم وعنهم عنه. Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. And this Shia said that these people are not worth being called the companions. They are not worth being Muslim. The Shias maintain that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, Na'udhu Billah, with the exception of three Sahaba, all the other Sahaba turned murtad. They became apostate. With the exception of three Sahaba, Mithdad bin Aswad radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Dhar bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, and Salman bin Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. Allah knows the past and future of every single human being. Allah knows the past and future of the Sahaba, Rasulullah with name. Allah has shown His pleasure for them, and there is infinite, eternal pleasure. Allah can never become displeased with them. If they know now when I am murdered, how can Allah be pleased with them? Allah will remain forever pleased with them. Mujahidiyam Khazani Rahmatullah says that the highest ranking wali cannot compare with the lowest ranking sahaba. Such is the status of the Sahaba Ikram Uttaram, whose sublime characteristics are mentioned in the final verse of Surah Fatah. Someone asked Abdullah bin Mubarak Rahmatullah, then who is more superior? Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Alayh, the famous Tabi'i, who governed according to the way of Khilafat al-Rashida, or the Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, who is superior to the two? So Abdullah bin Mubarak Rahmatullah replied that the journeys that the Muawiyah undertook together with Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on horseback, on those journeys, the dust that went into the nostrils of the horse of the Mawiyah of the Lord, Umar bin Abdul Aziz did not even compare to the dust. Such is the status of the Sahaba Ikram radhiyallahu anhum. And these people blaspheme the Sahaba Ikram radhiyallahu anhum. The final two surahs